76 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check the commodity markets as we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, what are things looking at like as we close out the week here, Bill?
Well, we've been trading lower here this morning. The corn has actually come back to a little bit better than unchanged, but the big news is China's placed some duties here on our DDGs. That was kind of highly expected within the trade. We've got good yield reports out here continuing to come in, especially on the soybean side, and we have kind of seen the extended forecast get a little bit drier here for harvest. So I think those are the things kind of putting pressure on the markets here this morning. If we look at the corn right now, we've got December corn at 337. That's up a quarter of a cent. Soybeans for November, 964 and a half. That's down 12. And December wheat is at 408 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. For the week, we're down about a penny on the corn. Soybeans are down about 3 cents. And wheat is up 4, so just kind of really a pretty sideways week here. As I said, the Chinese have put duty on the DDGs imported from the United States into China. This was kind of expected, but what it really does is it puts backs up DDGs into the U.S. and it kind of competes with other proteins, so it's really bearish meal as much as anything, and we're seeing the meal take a pretty good hit here this morning. We do see the yields. The bean yields seem to be coming in better than expected. I think the trade is of the mood that the beans will come in better on the October report than the USDA had on the September report. Corn's coming in very good yields. Some concerns about test weight in some areas and the diplodia and stuff, but overall, not a record crop probably, but a good crop. So as we move through next week, I think we see the funds are still long the soybeans, short the corn and wheat. So that kind of keeps the pressure on the beans and moves them back and forth between support and resistance levels here.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks a lot for that report, and have yourself a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, Brian.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Let's take a look at current conditions quickly across the WIOL listening area. Upper 60s to lower 70s right now. We're at 76 degrees already outside our studios in Urbana, but we tend to warm up a little quicker here in town. 67 degrees in Decatur with sunshine. 69 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, Sullivan, Monticello, and Clinton. 70 degrees in Gibson City and Bloomington, and up to 71 degrees in Danville and Tuscola. Mostly sunny in your forecast today. A high of 88 degrees. Light southwest winds shifting to the northeast this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 65 degrees. Mostly sunny again tomorrow with a high of 88. Partly sunny for Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. And a high of 87, and will start to cool off after that. This is Illinois Public Media, WIOL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.